Now, Margaret Mills is back, and she's taking us back to Saffron Walden for another Essex ghost haunting tale. And this one's about an American airman, I think you said.
Indeed it is, Scott.
But he's out of town, so which sort of direction was out of Saffron
Walden? It's the B-1052.
Right.
And the American airman in question appears as a ball of flame rolling across a field. Now, the field is farmland today, but if you go back to the 1940s, there was a very large contingent of American airmen stationed there, and obviously Air Force buildings and aircraft hangars. And the account goes that in 1943, an American plane actually crashed as it was coming into land. And several people in cars have reported seeing a ball of flame rolling across the field. Some very brave people have actually got out of their cars to investigate. And it's said that the ball of flame turns into the body of an American airman covered in flames, presumably from the impact of the air crash.
Goodness me. It doesn't set fire to the field?
No. No, the ball of flame simply rolls across the field from the far edge of the field towards the direction of the road.
Mm.
And it just looks like a ball of something on fire. And people have investigated, and several people have reported that when you look at the ball of flame, it suddenly turns into the body of an American airman in full Air Force uniform. And the only conclusion people have been able to draw is it is the ghost of one of the airmen from the crashed 1943 US Air Force bomber.
And does this happen at a particular time? Or
it said the last reported haunting was in 1993, in November
of
that year.
So it was November, but does it happen any time of the year?
No, it can happen exactly any time of the year. There's no, it doesn't appear at only certain times of the year.
Right, so you just got to be lucky if you happen to be there and see it.
Or unlucky, as the case may be.
Indeed. Okay, and what have you got next for?
Next week, I have the ghost of Castle Headingham, a lady called Polly Miles.
Right, we look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.